You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
You're locked on The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
I love our vice president. Drew just sent me a text, said, fantastic segment with five laughing faces. Thank you, double digits. We appreciate that. Because whenever you veer from talking about, you know,
there's a real good eighth grader in Harlan County. Think cats can get him? There's a really good embryo down here in Clay. You know, think Doug can get him? How about that backup tackle for the Cards?
There's always going to be that guy.
But there is a big story with Shelby.
I know,
Purdy.
And we're going to do it.
Yeah, we're going to try to.
Purdy's going to announce, and we're going to tell you the second it comes out of his mouth. I promise you. Wait, I understand. I get it. Please, whatever. So if you don't like it, don't listen. What can I tell you? Because, and I don't know why, because for every one person who takes issue, there's like, I got guys saying, I haven't laughed this hard by myself in a long time. There's a bunch of people who get it. And if you get the show, great. And if you don't, then don't listen. What can I tell you? Nobody ever pleases everybody and everything. So that's your business. So whatever. But it's interesting that when they try and insult you, some of the true colors come out. What really is bothering them? It's just, I've been here 23 years. To some people, I'm still the quote-unquote outsider, the New Yorker. So whatever. I'm delighted to be here. It's been my home. You folks have made me feel welcome. Our families loved it here. And those of you who quote-unquote get the show, we're thrilled that you're with us. The rest of you, if you want to join the parade, hop in. If you don't, no harm, no foul, and go in peace. To love and serve the Lord. That's what they say at the end of our service each week. And that's how we roll.
I like that. We should do that after you have Eric Crawford on every week.
Have Eric Crawford on. Let's get him on because we don't know how long he can stay because Eric Crawford, we are getting the announcement as soon as it's made about Chubba Purdy. How about that?
That's good. I'll just stick with you and listen.
That's the answer we're looking for.
I'll do what the listeners always do. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. How big a deal? I mean, obviously, everybody's been fired up about this kid. His reputation is great. I don't follow recruiting that much, but I do know, you know, and the quarterback position is a certain added incentive. With all the magic that this season has been for Louisville, which it has, if he were to pull out and back out of his commitment, how devastating would it be? And if you want to do it from a half full point of view, how big a deal if he announces in 15 minutes from now, going to play for the Cards? How big a decision is this for Louisville football in your mind?
It's not a make or break thing. I mean, but I'm the wrong person to ask because I'm not a football recruiting guy either. I mean, usually sign all these guys and we'll see you in 2 years and we'll see who's good when the time comes. It's not all that often. Though we've seen it here especially, but a lot of places you can sign a kid and he make an instant impact. But I don't know. I mean, the problem, so much of recruiting is momentum. And if this kid flips on them and goes to Florida State, it's doubly hurtful because, number one, you lose some momentum. You lose some juice in your class. Your fan base is down. And, you know, you've lost him. You've lost him to somebody in your division in the conference. So that's what hurts. But, you know, in terms of recruiting, it's what you do with them once they get onto campus. Josh Allen, nobody was standing up and jumping up and down and screaming for on signing day. Lamar Jackson, we mentioned, but nobody thought he was going to take the football world by storm. We just didn't know. So you cannot get too far up, too far down. The reason I don't cover it is you could be a recruiting insider who has been talking about Louisville's class for 2 months in relation to this quarterback, and he flip on the last day and he's gone, and you spent 2 months being wrong.
Exactly.
And I don't like to be wrong if I can help it. So that's why I don't mess with it too much.
I mean, it's spending so much time speculating on something that may never come to pass. I mean, that's the whole point of the thing. It's not like, well, I'm going to somehow I'll be a contrarian and people are interested in recruiting, I'm not going to talk about it. But when they get here, let's talk about them. Until they're actually here, let's hold off because,
When I had the Louisville beat for the Courier Journal, I had recruiting, so I had to follow it. I had to follow, you know, the basketball and the football, and there was only one guy, so I had to do it all. But it just amazed me at how much time I wasted on guys who never showed up. And it just didn't seem like, to me, a very beneficial thing for me to be working on or a very beneficial thing for people to obsess over. But they do, and I did, and it's the same way today.
Eric Crawford from WDRB was with us. You know, it's We Want to Know Wednesday, so I'm giving you the heads up. Hopefully you'll have something before we leave, so you might want to make something up real quick. Attaboy.
I'll think of something.
You can think on your feet.
I don't know what to tell you.
And that's it. But you'll come up with something.
The closer it gets to the end of the year, the more people want year-end retrospective, and we're decade-end retrospective stuff, so my mind is all over the place.
Well, somebody sent a tweet out.
Try and think of
somebody sent a tweet out that since the Super Bowl era, I guess, because John Unitas would have been on this list, with Lamar assuming to be the NFL MVP this year, is it five schools that would have both an NBA MVP and a NFL MVP? Because the U of L would have had Wes Unseld. And then, of course, Lamar. Now, people, when the guy posted this, they say, well, don't forget Johnny Unitas, too. But he said, no, specifically it was from the Super Bowl era. And so that's a pretty short list, assuming he makes it. I have to go see if I can find that text. But if you're going to come with a We Want to Know Wednesday, you should have the facts straight. I probably should be certain what that is. But
well, it's, you know, it would be a big deal for U of L, obviously, and and it's good. It's only so big. One of your guys, he's not there anymore. But it would be a nice thing for UL and a great thing for Lamar. And frankly, a great thing for WDRB if he can get to the Super Bowl, because we have the Super Bowl this year. So selfishly, go Lamar.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Why not?
No, absolutely. No, are you kidding?
No, I love the story on multiple angles. And again, we're just talking about the recruiting experts and all that. But again, another case where, you know, the experts weren't the experts. And that's just fun to see happen. Even if you are one of the experts that gets proven wrong, even those people are kind of having fun seeing all that he's doing.
By the way, we just got word that I guess there's like a countdown clock for the Chubba Purdy announcement, and it's now 20 minutes. So they're looking now at 2:30 instead of 2:50.
Yeah, they're out of my window now. But again, more ridiculous stuff. And I see this, and I'm like, I don't care whether a kid comes or not. But it doesn't matter to me anyway. But it's just a little too much.
That's what I just tell us where you're going, and then sit down. That's all we need to know.
That should be college football's model. It's all too much. But that should be their motto. But that's just me.
Speaking of a bit too much, so many things, and now we have time to actually talk about them. What do you make? We visited about this in the past, but the story, it's just the gift that keeps on giving. Mark Emmert, now saying he's got to go to Congress to get some help because his term was the NCAA. Gosh, we have just an image problem with the fans, and we really want to do something about it. So now this group that he has, short of exchanging gunfire with, has done everything he could to keep at arm's distance away from his business. Now he wants them to come in and actively help him reshape the NCAA going forward. What do you make about that?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. I don't think there's any inclination on the part of legislators, at least the legislators from this state, talking about Mitch McConnell and others to get involved in the business of a private voluntary organization. And second of all, usually when the government and when Congress gets involved in something, the next thing you wind up doing is paying taxes on whatever you do. And the NCAA hasn't had to do that despite operating like a business for its entire history.
Exactly.
Or for most of its entire modern history. So to me, that's one of the big things they've been trying to avoid. But, you know, and I know all of their decisions are corporate decisions. All of the things they do because it maximizes money. And, you know, they operate like a business. If eventually you're going to get treated like one. I don't think they want to get Congress involved. They're looking for some federal protections, but I don't think they're going to find a lot of help there. And I really think if you get right down to it, they don't really want a lot of help there.
It's going to be, you know what it strikes me as, though, and I don't think this is particularly profound or controversial. It's like a piece of fruit that you're looking at. It's ripe. The time is ripe, and something is going to change in very substantive ways in college sports. And I think Emmert, nobody's implying he's stupid, is smart enough to recognize that. I don't take him at face value for what he's doing, where he needs help. I think he's trying to get ahead of the curve and figure out how they can keep as much of the money for themselves as they can, as they are right now. But there's no doubt change is coming, right?
No, absolutely. We've seen it. It's already kind of started to come in the state legislatures. He's just, I think for simplicity's sake, they like one law. They'd like to not be dealing in 50 different states with 50 different laws. It gets to be kind of what we see in horse racing. If you're trying to legislate some overall policy, you just can't do it with 50 different state laws. But states are exercising their rights. And I think they're a little bit gun-shy of trying to force their hand and say, look, this is our rule. If you like it, be part of it. If you don't like it, do something else. I think they're afraid that a lot of the elite programs would do something else. And so they're in a tight spot. But it's a bet that they've made, by their own actions and decisions and a lot of things over the years. So nobody's going to feel much sympathy, for the NCAA.
You went, I think you did, right? Because I thought you just wrote about it. You went to the UK U of L women's game at Rupp, is that right?
Yes, I did.
And what'd you take away from that for another, a very close game, 1-point game, but what'd you take away from the matchup in general about both teams?
Very evenly matched. Either side could have won. That Ryan Howard, he's a fantastic player. UK had the best player on the court, which hasn't been the case the last few years. U of L had the best team with more weapons, and that's why they won it. They play a more balanced game. They were better on the boards, had more size inside, were able to get a little bit more done defensively when it counted. And even though Ryan Howard is brilliant, her game-winning shot, which looked really good, it was a step-back three, did not go in. So, Louisville moved up a couple spots after that win. Kentucky did not drop. I thought Kentucky might even move up a couple spots because I think that game ratified that Kentucky has something. They've got some things to shore up, but look, we got three really good women's basketball teams right here in the area. Four, really, because Western's good, and Louisville, Indiana, and Kentucky are all ranked. So women's basketball is thriving right now in the Bluegrass. And I think that's a good thing.
Talking to Eric Crawford here, trying to cover as many things as we can here. Kentucky, almost everybody we've talked about this on the show, plays their eighth game against a Power 5 conference team around January 10th or 11th. It's just amazing. Louisville is kind of front-loaded on that. They played two conference games already. They played Michigan. But Kentucky is now playing, stringing a few up here. They got Utah tonight, and then, of course, the big matchup with Ohio State. Then they come home and play Louisville. So do we know more about Louisville? Because arguably their early strength of schedule is a little bit more difficult than Kentucky's, or you're equally unsure of both of them?
No, we do know more about Louisville because we know who they're going to be. And they're going to, Sam Williamson is going to work more into the mix, and David Johnson is going to work more into the mix. But otherwise, the mix is what it's going to be. And it's just going to be how much can they mesh, how much better can they get, figuring some things out as they go along. We know who they are. We're not even really sure what Kentucky's rotation is going to be going forward. We don't know what their best five is. Nate Sestine has been hurt. He's going to come back into the mix. We're going to see him against real competition probably before too long. And they're going to be a work in progress too, but they're relying more on young players. I guess there's more upside with those guys that maybe they can get a lot better as the season goes on. So we do know more, I think, right now about Louisville and Kentucky. I don't know that we know a whole lot about Kentucky because they played Michigan State and they haven't played anybody since. Even though they lost Evansville. So we're only going to start learning about Kentucky soon. And it's been weird because they've been practicing a lot more than playing lately. They've had a game, week off,
yeah,
which is good for building your team. And I think that's been a good thing for them. but it's not good for us in terms of just knowing what we're looking at when we see them.
What do you, the answer for me that is most compelling for Kentucky is this, because I'll be very surprised if they wind up being a consistently good perimeter shooting team. Most people perceive them to, that doesn't mean they can't be a good team, but their style is not going to be flooding the air with 3-point shots, I think. So everybody, I think, is comfortable. Even Cal, it's kind of, at the last press conference, was kind of positioning that in an interesting way. Well, other teams are going to be, you know, susceptible to hot and cold streaks. We're not going to be that way because we're not going to shoot a lot of threes. Whatever. I mean, he just, that's just his way of acknowledging they're not going to play that way. But having said that, Ashton Higgins has had 2 games in a row. He's had 6 turnovers, even though he scored a lot of points last game. And after seeing Maxey play so well at the beginning of the year, I mean, he can't make a shot the last couple of games. So I think that's, to me, the single biggest piece that's got to get straightened out is what consistently can they count on for those two guys? How big a deal do you think that is for that team to really figure out who they are?
It is, and you know, they're going to have good shooting games, but I don't think they're going to be a team that's going to become a really good shooting team. That's hard to turn that switch on when it hadn't been on yet. So, but yeah, having those guys figure it out, and really the whole thing is figuring out who do you want to be. Are you a more guard oriented team? Are you putting 3 guards on the court and guarding the, you know, the heck out of everybody, or can you count on you know, your bigs, or what exactly are they? To me, it's a little more unknown than it has been in a lot of seasons past, just because they've had this injury with Sestina, and they haven't, usually they've played more top-level teams before this. They play somebody else early on, but it hasn't, they haven't really had that yet. So I think we're still, like I say, I'm still, my jury is still out on them. Pretty much entirely.
Talking to Eric Crawford from WDRB, let me shift to Louisville. I have to be careful how I say this for 2 reasons. One, just I don't want people to misinterpret that I'm saying something I'm not, which is always important, but more so because the young man we're discussing is a local kid and there's a lot of emotional connection, and that, of course, is David Johnson for Louisville. And there are people that are clamoring for them to kind of hand him the ball as the point guard. Darius has had some up and down stretches for the last few games, and I think everybody's comfortable with Fresh being the backup, if you will, and he's done a more than capable job of that, but I don't think they see him as the starter, so they want David to take the ball. But my concern, this is what I said, I'm not bashing the kid. I think if you really watch, they take a noticeable and significant drop off defensively when he plays at that. He just hasn't yet had the experience. And I think, knowing Chris like I do, I don't think he's going to be able to make peace with that until he's sure they don't go backwards defensively. I think that's going to be a moot point. I don't think they'll consider him to be in that role. What do you make of where he is and where he's headed?
And honestly, once they're playing better teams, I don't know that fans will make peace with that either if he's not what he needs to be. And it's not that he can't play the defense. It's just that there's so much he's got to figure out.
Absolutely.
So right. It's not that he doesn't have the ability.
Exactly.
Nobody's saying that. To me, the most upside of anything, the best case scenario for them right now, obviously, is if Johnson becomes a freshman All-American or something like that. But barring that happening, which doesn't appear to be the case, could, but doesn't appear to be, is Darius Perry getting it together and being the point guard and playing most of the point guard minutes. He's a great defender. He's athletic. He can score. But if he gets his mentality right in a point guard situation, he can be an asset. But who knows if that's going to happen. And Mac, right now is the time. And I think tonight's game and the last game they played, you know, this is the time for David Johnson to get a lot of minutes. So I expect him to, for them to take a good look at him and see what, you know, what they need to do, work on, and what he can do right now. But when, you know, the competition gets tough again right after this, I expect we're going to see a lot of Darius Perry. We're going to see Fresh Kimball, and that's who they are. And they just have to be better than they were, a lot better than they were against Texas Tech.
Yeah, it's to me, this is kind of like the lull, if you will. There's, you know, and that with reason, teams are going through exams and they want to get the kids the ability to go home for a couple of days for Christmas. And, you know, now for Kentucky, it's not so lully because they're playing some big name teams in Vegas. But, you know, you get, there's no classes. You can practice all you want. And then obviously when we get back after the new year, the conference play kicks in. And I really do believe that eighth game, again, it's just, this is not something you can state factually. So it's just a matter of debate. But I think that's about right. I think eight is, you know, roughly a third of your, you know, meaningful games. I don't mean to be disrespectful to you know, Fairleigh Dickinson or USC Upstate, but you roughly play about 24 or 20 so of the, you know, comparable level teams, and that puts eight of them in the books. And I think then is when you'll really get a gauge for how you have to play. So this, though, is a chance for teams to tweak and reinvent themselves if they want to. And so I think that, you know, I don't think you can overstate coming back right out, jumping out of the chute right after the new year. While we're all excited about the game the 28th, as well we should be, and people are going to be fired up about that, I really don't think you'll even know about these teams with some degree of certainty till about three games into the after New Year conference schedule. How do you feel about when the calendar is kind of enough data in the bank to make a value judgment about how they're going to play?
Yeah, I tend to think, you know, first week of January is pretty good with most teams. It's not to say that after that you're not going to have games that are aberrations, that they're
right,
a lot worse
right
than they should be. There are those teams, and I think that UConn team won a championship that, you know, they keep getting better, and some do. So you can't paint them all with the same brush, but pretty much, if you look at a team at the end of the first or second week of January, I think, and that's pretty much what you're going to see the rest of the season. That doesn't mean that a coach can't get an idea and they start playing differently. I thought Louisville in 2013 became a different team really in February when Kevin Ware moved to point guard and started playing and contributing. And I really think that transformed them a little bit while they still had him. But you're pretty much who you're going to be after that first, second week in January, and that's where we're going to see it. Doesn't, guys can get better, but it's very rare that you see a team just become a whole different animal from what they are at about that time.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, my friend. I'll see you at the game tonight, I assume. Talk to you later.
Very good. I'll be there. Yes, long day for everybody.
I got some great We Want to Know Wednesdays, including one sent to us by Jenny Reese. Where do you hear this one, Eric?
It's pretty wow
impressive.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks. See you later.
Thanks a lot.
All right. How about this? Jenny says, even having grown up in Lexington, I didn't know the answer to this. What job did Adolph Rupp leave to take the UK job? He left Freeport High School in Illinois, where he coached from 1926 to 1930. It's near Rockford. Jenny says, I only know this because my cousin, who now also lives near Rockford, told me at a family wedding recently. But what Freeport is really known for is hosting the second Lincoln-Douglas debate in 1858. The high school's nickname, by the way, is the Pretzels. There's a lot of information packed in this paragraph. Maybe
that just got better and better.
Maybe your BBN listeners knew about this, about Rupp, but it was news to me. Can you imagine this happening, Tay? The short answer to that would be no. I could not see a high school coach being handed the UK reins. And how about the Pretzels? That's tasty, literally. That is a tasty nickname. We're literally minutes away, we are told, from the announcement that Chubba Purdy is going to be headed, and we will share that with you as soon as
I have the feed up right now.
So we're
going out to Perry High School football.
There we go.
It'll be Chubba Purdy and Jackson Ford making their commitments.
We're going to have to sit through. Are we going to have to sit through a whole long?
Well, the timer stopped, and we're waiting to go live.
All right.
There's over 2,000 people waiting for this.
Fabulous. Well, listen, I'm not suggesting it's not significant, but it's also, just tell us where you're going, for goodness sake. I have a minute, though, so I can do this. Tell you a couple of things that involve Genesis Diamonds. One is they have a tremendous deal where they're breaking all the rules so you can go really big this Christmas. Right now through Christmas Eve, you buy any item at Genesis, you'll get the second one at half price. You heard that right. Buy any item, get the second one at half price. Or you can finance it for 5 years at zero interest and zero down. Now, that's a deal. Nothing is held back for these final days. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, bands, colored gemstones, pearls, designer jewelry. Sounds like a train. as stops at rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, bands, card, please change it, Jamaica. Sorry, Long Island Railroad reference. All of it, including Swiss timepieces, whatever her style, classic, modern, or vintage, whatever your budget, from $200 to $200,000. And with this limited time offer, you can afford to go big for her. Get that pair of diamond stud earrings and that matching bracelet is half off. Get that diamond tennis bracelet and then save 50% on the eternity band. Any item, get the second one at half price or enjoy 5 years. Zero interest financing with zero down. That is a deal. Last minute shopper, no problem. Get in now. Let Genesis help you make the one make this one unforgettable Christmas. Fabulous gift wrapping. All of it will add up to working within your budget and getting a spectacular gift for that special someone. Genesis Diamonds is the official jeweler of the Wildcats and the Cardinals, and your home for the best Swiss timepieces, including Breitling, Omega, Tag Heuer, and more. Check them out at Shelbyville Road Plaza next to Trader Joe's. And how about this? Tomorrow is the last day for this. ESPN Louisville and Huffman Auto Group want to make your holiday season a little more sparkly by giving you a chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Genesis Diamonds. Just go to ESPNLouisville.com, find the Drive for Diamonds link, and register to win. Registration will close tomorrow, December 19th, and the winner will be announced Friday, December 20th. My guess is if it can somehow disrupt our show, they'll try and do it on our show. If it's not disruptive, they'll make sure that one of the other shows gets it. But it's kind of how we roll here. Whether you want to treat yourself or give someone special and unforgettable gift, go to ESPNLouisville.com to win the $1,000 gift card to Genesis Diamonds. What a great place. Terrific people there. By the way, tonight, if you want to save some money and get a great deal, the Seelbach Hilton celebrating Louisville, ESPN Louisville receiving the Bestie Award. Get a special ESPN 680 105.7 special room rate Wednesday, December 18th at the Seelbach Hilton. Only $105.70. Get it? 105.7. It's a late tip at the KFCM Center tonight. Why bother with the drive home? Have some fun. 105.7 for a night following the game tonight at the Seelbach Hilton. Call 800-333-3399 or enter the group code ESPN at Hilton.com. Not much time left, so if you plan, that may not be nice weather tonight. I don't know, but the fact is you can take advantage of that after the game tonight. So you want Shubba to just talk sports? No, I don't. He can talk about whatever he wants. I just don't need to hear it. I just need to know where he's going. I mean, you know, he can do it by announcing some interesting factoid about Louisville if he wants to just tell us where he's going. We want to know Wednesday. Did you know? Wow. That can't possibly be right, right?
Is that the winner?
No.
Hack and refresh this page. I've been coughing a lot back here.
Why?
Probably because I doused the whole thing with Lysol.
That might have something to do with
it. Might have pooped my pants, too.
Again, rough day. Listeners didn't really need to know that. Thank God you didn't do it in the meeting today with the Kentucky Anna Friends of V, where we have such exciting news coming out going forward. Pretty tasty. Bob wants to see all the hats on the table. Yes. Oh, are you kidding? No question. I'm telling you, though, there's two things I would do. One, well, there's a couple of ways you could play this out. Was that for people's public? You wanted them to hear that?
Yes, in case you hear weird pauses on the microphone back here, that's okay. What's going on.
If, as I said earlier, if the guy would put the hats on the table and then do the Mexican hat dance, now you got yourself a story. Or if, as he's sitting up there, there's a guy with a bow and arrow, and he shoots the hat of where he's going, just says, "Okay, it's time for the announcement. Go get him, Robin." And the guy goes, "Yeah, now that is pretty tasty." See, this, that I'm in for. I am there for that. Now, that's the kind of content I could get. Just jumps up from the table, throws the Louisville hat down, and busts out into the Mexican hat dance. I am cheering that kid on. And then walks off the stage. That, now you got a story. So, pretty tasty.
Do you want the hat dance and the arrows? Do you want him to shoot, like... there's just one or the other.
Do I want the hat dance or the arrows?
Yeah, like and the archers.
I think I like the hat dance better because there's a possibility of someone being killed by the archer. Because once he's thrown the hat down, the decision's been made. So did Nick poop his pants or not? People want to know. Because if you did, simply spraying Lysol is not going to help you much. Guy says, "I like your idea, but how about flaming arrows? Even better." That's pretty tasty.
Do these sound like arrows to you? Because I have
it sounded like a guy slicing an apple or biting an apple.
Archer sound effects is what it.
So if Nick was choosing a school to play or sit on the bench, not funny. He was the captain of the hockey team at Louisville, so go spit in your hat.
There we go. That's what
you wouldn't want him to have his moment? Yes, have your moment. Announce where you're going and then sit down. We have a parade for you? We don't know where you're going to be any good even. And you want him to have his moment if he says he's going to your school. If he's going to Florida State today, you don't want him to have a moment. Bob wants the birdie presses starting with someone saying, state your business. Now you're talking. It's exactly right. There's a guy who walks in and says, state your business. I'm here to tell you where I'm going to school, and I intend to attend the University of Louisville. Yay, hey, hooray, Florida State people. You suck. I always hated you. We didn't want you anyway. And then just off you go.
I got to say, the chat line, it's like ticker tape. It's flying.
Chat line where? And like
for the Perry 365 video feed here, for the announcement over on the ticker tape, it's just Knowles and Cards fans going back and forth, throwing haymakers. It's like, I haven't played it in a long, long time, but you know that HQ game? Like the trivia game? Uh-huh. That I think people still play that. The chat before going into that thing, because it's millions of people playing, was just insane.
Yeah.
Just like ticker tape.
I like this one. This would be even better. He should put the school's names on turtles and then have a race, and whichever turtle wins, that's where he goes. That would be exciting. Announce, I really don't know where I'm going. They're wonderful places. I could be happy to either place. So I've got Sparky here and Speedy, and there they go. And I really want to go to one of those two schools, but to make it interesting, after we give them a 30-second head start, we're going to have Porky here, who will put him in the race. And if he somehow can overtake him, I will be attending, Idaho Junior College. And people are like, whoa! Let's see. Ask your dad.
He's going to play it. He's going to play at McGill.
Ask your friend.
Canadian.
Ask your dad how his good friend Joe Sessator. Well, he's friendly, but I wouldn't say he's a good friend. I don't know him quite that well. I've sat and had dinner with him on occasion, but we're not best buddies. Went from seemingly nowhere boxing to hosting Monday Night Football, which I think he's amazing at. He's really good. Well, I'm sure he'd appreciate that. I'll pass that on to him. But he didn't really go from nowhere. In-house, he got the boxing gig when boxing was starting to really reemerge. And then he was doing college football for a while. It wasn't like he wasn't doing football. And that's just like any other place. They watched him, just like you said. They watched him and they listened to him. And they said, well, this guy's pretty good. And so, they gave him a shot at it. And the first year was a rough go. He had two rookie analysts, and everybody expected Jason Witten to be Tony Romo, and obviously that didn't work, and Booger was still feeling his way also, and so now he's coming to his own. Joe does a good job, very serious about that. By the way, trivia question, did you know that he once called arena football games with Marquestershire, the Albany Firebirds?
Really?
Yes, I think with the radio broadcast team, so how about that? Here's a couple of We Want to Know Wednesdays to fill in the gap until Purdy makes his announcement. I've got three of them that I think are damned entertaining. Did you know that the origin of the volleyball was a basketball's bladder? In 1895, when William G. Morgan invented the sport, he tried to use a basketball but found it was too heavy for what he had in mind. So instead, he played with the basketball's inflatable rubber inside until a custom ball was created just for the sport by A.G. Spaulding. How about that? Pretty good, right? I think that's a good one.
We have visual. Okay. Kind of.
In football, an incomplete forward pass used to earn a team a 15-yard penalty.
Wow.
That was made people think twice before they chucked it. Olympic gold medals are actually made of silver. The 1912 Olympic Games were the last ones where the gold medals were actually gold. Currently, the gold medals are 93% silver, 6% copper, 1% of gold to make the finish on the outside so they look gold. And finally, this one I like a lot. Former Major League catcher Harry Chidi was the first player ever to be traded for himself. Chidi was originally traded from the Indians to the Mets for a, quote, a player to be named later. But after 15 horrible games with the Mets, Chidi became the first player. He was named as the player to be named later and got sent back to Cleveland. So the trade was Chidi for Chidi.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's
pretty quality.
Did someone enter that?
No, that's just I found that
one
myself.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I was going to say, that's the winner.
That's a good one.
All right, so the Perry 365 YouTube channel still is dark, waiting to go live. But the Perry High Athletics Twitter page about a couple 3 minutes ago.
Said
just tweeted a photo of Jackson Ford and Chubba Purdy.
Well, you can be sure that Jackson Ford is the opening act.
Yeah, he's going to Princeton.
Yeah,
it's already been associated. Not to be weird, but Chubba's mom's pretty.
Yes, I've heard that.
She's pretty. She's got that's T Webb's mom. The other quarterback.
Well, somebody else said his mother's pretty.
Chubba Purdy's mom is pretty, but T Webb's mom, I think, is like a model or something like that. She's got like a interesting Twitter handle. It's like T Webb mom model 1000 or something like that. I don't know, but I saw it earlier today because they tweeted a photo of the commitment. I'm not stalking recruits' moms, I promise. What are you doing?
I'm reading a text that I don't understand. Makes sense. Did you see my friend sent me this picture? I was at a Laker game a long time ago, and I'm standing.
Oh, we were cracking up.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Me and Process.
They were taking a picture, obviously. I'm not even going to be snide about this, of Chris Rock and Steven Spielberg. And it was before the game, and we were covering it. ESPN Radio had the rights, and I was down. I never remember where we were, but I don't remember that picture. I didn't even see them there. And they took a picture, and the New York Post was printing random old celebrity sightings at games. So that was printed, and my friend's son saw it and sent it to his dad and said, hey, look, is this who I think it is? So he sent it to me, and so, yes, that was I was in that picture. And a guy said, is that Billy Mays in the background? And I will have to tell him it was not. It was Billy Rodman, who worked at ESPN, who you might have met. So, but the guy was very angry. Uh-oh, who are they cheering? What are they cheering? What the hell's going on? Did somebody announce something?
I can't tell what the hoodie is.
He just picked Florida State, a Texas says.
Yeah, he picked Florida State.
All right, everybody, have at it. Kill him. Go get him. Go get him, everybody.
I have the feed on my phone. I don't have it on the...
He just officially announced Chubba Purdy going to Florida State, which is why, again, I don't talk about recruiting. 6 months we went through this spit. 6 months. I don't want to hear a word out of him. Turn it off. You announce where you're going. Get the hell off the stage. You're done. Goodbye. Thanks. You're finished. That's all we needed to know from you. I don't want to know why. I don't care. Just get off. Unbelievable. So there you go. So I feel bad for Louisville. It was a high-profile guy, and he said he was going, and it doesn't matter. It just does not matter. Why do you guys get so excited about it? It doesn't matter until they're here. Anyway, I'm a little pissed off about that. Yeah, because I think I got emotionally invested in this team, even though I've still yet to meet Coach Satterfield. But I think they're good guys, and I think they had a hell of a year, and this would have been a significant get for them. There's no question it would have been. And instead, we live all this. I mean, that's what drives me nuts. You get a commitment from the kid, now you still got to recruit him for 6 months. What the hell did you commit to then? Very, very odd. Florida State, so go play at Florida State. And boy, when you come to Louisville, the people are not going to treat you very kindly. I'm not suggesting they get ugly, but I also would understand your frustration. A football filled with a school-colored powder would be a better way to do it, like a baby reveal. I do kind of like that. You take the football, you spike it, and poof. That would be good. Except Florida State, Louisville, both kind of reddish. So
yeah, one would have to be the Noles, although... I mean, maybe the gold or something.
Yeah, the gold. That's
maybe there's a Seminole in it. Like, he spikes it, and there's a little baby Seminole in there. Or maybe he spikes it, and there's a little baby Cardinal.
Unbelievable.
Everybody likes Baby Yoda now, so it needs to be something like that. Well, the Cards still have a top 50 quarterback in T-Webb. He's 48th, I think, in the class of 2020. So they miss out on, I forgot what Chubba Purdy was. I think he was top 10, but I don't remember what.
Does anybody else remember, does this remind anybody else of the scene in Jerry Maguire when... Bo Bridges' son he plays the father and the kid who's, the one big client that Tom Cruise's character, Jerry Maguire, still has. And all the kid says, and the guy's father shakes his hand and says, can we sign something? And the kid's father says, my word is, what does he say, strong as oak. And he feels real good about it. And then the kid pulls out and goes somewhere else. It's just whatever. So I'm sorry for us. I'm sorry for Louisville fans. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Oh, my God. Now we got the train. State your business. State your business. Now we got two people in. Sweeney, this is your third visit. You're not
Chubba
allowed
Purdy,
three.
I'm helping him.
Helping who? Chubba? You don't need any help. He's going to Florida State. You don't need to, he doesn't need any help from you. What are you laughing at? What are you pointing at? Boys, you have to state your business or get the hell out of the control room. It's not optional.
Chubba Purdy.
Well, what are you doing in there? What are you state? What's your business with Chubba Purdy?
Trying to find this blanking high school stream.
You're watching high school softball, right? Or high school softball, yeah.
Where's Larry Vaught?
No, I'm kidding.
Thank you. But why? He's not coming. There's no more anything of interest in this. There's nothing else of substance to discuss. The man said, I'm going to Florida State. Good luck to you, son. And now shut up. I mean, what else does he have to say? Is he going to give us his thoughts on the impeachment? And well, by God, they're not giving they're certainly not giving the president's getting a raw deal from these people. I mean, what is he going to do? Weigh in on that? Please.
Do you want to hear anything?
No, I'm dead serious. I don't give a rat's ass why he chose to back out of. And to make it even worse, he still got the pinned tweet on his Twitter page that he's going to Louisville. A little careless. I mean, you know, that's what bothers me. Okay, it's this thought that two things, that it's so damn important that it's on your pinned tweet, and you know, you expect all these people to be so fired up, and it could be so cavalier to you that at the last minute you just go, hey, remember what I told you? Hey, only kidding. guns there. Hey, bang bang, not going. Sorry. I mean, so it's just good luck to you, you know. But why does everybody get so invested in it? It's ridiculous. And you know, somebody says, well, that's what your 18-year-olds changed their mind. Not he was defending it, but that's my whole point. But you know, everybody, the coaches change their mind. Everybody changes their mind. But the fact of the matter is, that's why. Fine, I'll talk about you when you get here, pal. Till you get here, I'm not wasting my energy on it, because evidently the commitment meant nothing to you. Think about it. I mean, quite literally, what did that mean, that commitment? Right? I mean, what did it mean?
I'm trying to listen. I'm going back through the press conference to see if there's any clean sound of a...
This is absolutely going to piss off some people, but I'm doing it anyway. When you use God and Jesus to justify your behavior. Did Jesus really give a rat's patootie where you played football? I find that hard to believe. Jesus was gathering, you know, his disciples. And listen, what do you think about that, Paul? Well, I think, you know, Florida State's going to have a coaching change. They're going to throw the ball all out, Jesus. What do you know? I know football more than you. Actually, you don't. You finished last in the fantasy league 3 years running. That's only because I allowed you guys to win. If I'd wanted to win, I'd have won every year. But so he says, this is what he said evidently at the conference. This is what he said, not at the conference, earlier in the year, about Louisville. This is what he said earlier about Louisville. First, I would like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for so many wonderful opportunities. It has been an honor to have met, so there we go. It has been an honor to have met so many awesome people along the way. I would like to thank my family and friends for being a part, APART. Certainly not going to be an English major. For being a part of this amazing
journey.
Pick
apart the kids typing. Come on.
Yes.
That's bitter.
Why is awesome and amazing capitalized? Does he not understand capitalization?
It was probably an Instagram post. He was probably texting it while he was.
No, you're right. No, absolutely. I mean, you know, again, no, what about absolutely?
I'm just saying. Come on. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're going to that you sound get off my lawn when you start making fun of a dude's Instagram post. His grammar. There's no grammar. It's all
okay,
sad and gone.
Fine. It's perfectly grammatized.
It's terrible.
You're
grammar.
Diluting. Thank you.
No, I'm saying it's terrible grammar. But don't. You can't.
Johnny Two Sides. So now I agree with you, and then you argue against me. What would you like me to say about it? Because I don't care about the grammar. The point is what he's saying.
Okay. This is
Could
what
I'm get
off
to
the grammar.
Content?
Get off the
Can
grammar.
Can I get to the content
yeah,
now?
You were focusing
Do I have your
on
permission?
Grammar.
Because it's also.
So I don't want you to sound like a okay. get off. I don't want that. I don't want the get off my lawn you know, is to over.
Well, you know what? There's a part of me that yeah is that way. Like when you put a sign up, if you run a damn business, could you get people who know how to spell to put your damn sign up? How hard is that? I you know, because that's got nothing to do with being a grammar hammer. It's got to do with running a good business. So there you go. First, I would like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for so many wonderful opportunities. It's been an honor to have met so many awesome people along the way. I would like to thank my family and friends for being a part of this amazing journey with me. I'm honored and excited to be 100% committed to the University of Louisville. And the texter says, and I can't argue with it, it shall be used God to lie. There you go. Because I have Jesus on my side, I can absolutely lie to whoever I want. I mean, please. Amen to that, Bob. I could not agree more. God didn't this make the decision for you. You made this decision not to keep your word, please. For 6 months, listen, I'm not going to be that guy. I've said this before. When people say, we love you, we love you, we love you. Oh, you're not coming? You're a scumbucket. No, I'm not even ripping the kid. Fine, go where you want to go. But A, what the hell does announce? I'm ripping us for paying attention to recruiting. What does it mean to announce you're committed? Evidently, nothing. It means nothing. So why do we talk about it? Let's just wait till the whole damn thing's over, and then we'll figure it out. Because right now, all these people talking about, well, next year we got Chubb. And during the year, hey, did you see Chubb threw for 9 zillion yards yesterday? He's fantastic. Oh, my God. He's just, what do you care? Why do I care? He's just some random guy who's not coming here. So what the hell? I mean, it's just incredible. So that's the part. Bob, if you're going to blast the teenager for making a decision about his future, you might as well be talking baseball. Nobody wants to. Oh, you're right. In this market, you're right, sir. Nobody. You're right. Nobody. Oh, my God. Do we have a prize for the dumbest text ever? Because this has got to be on the short list. Here's the finalists for the dumbest text sent to the V Show. Let's start this one.
Wait. I'll get Bixby. Bixby.
8451. Hey, Bob, if you're going to blast the teenager for making a decision about his future, you might as well be talking baseball. Nobody wants to hear it. And the studio audience cracks up. You're right. Nobody cares about recruiting around here. Oh, absolutely. Oh, my. You know, you're right. When you point it that way, you're right. What was I thinking? No, you can't play. You can't retrofit what people care about. They're obsessed with recruiting. Now, because the kid's not going, you can't pretend you don't care. Please. Got Texas says, well, at least we know Sweeney and Ennis' show content for the day. Yeah, probably. Well, aren't the kicking chubbers are, says Dana. Yeah, well, that's, listen, I don't, before anybody wants to read into what I'm saying, go forward, and go forward with what I said. I'm not suggesting when Louisville plays them, you treat the kid ugly, meaning personal insults or things that are beneath a fan. But, I mean, in terms of every time he takes a snap, booing him, that's part of the game. I mean, I always say don't boo your own players, and I'm not a big fan of college athletes. Cheer for your team. Let the other guy try and do what he's doing. But in this case, you basically lied. I feel a little bit like, what's his name, like Lewis Black. I wish I could do the, you basically lied. So, that's it. You can't say you don't care about recruiting and then shred the dude because he didn't go to your school. Yeah, I could. I can't do that. Sure, I can't because I just did. You're really not listening. You just want to attack me. Knock yourself out. It's America. But what I said was, I'm not shredding the kid. The kid did what an 18-year-old kid does. I'm shredding us for caring. It's another example of why we don't care, why we shouldn't care. But I also am shredding because why announce then? These are not little children. We love to make it sound like, oh, they're little kids. These are shrewd, sophisticated kids who play the system to their advantage. And so I don't care about recruiting, but I do care about fan bases. And I care about my friends here. And they invested emotionally in this kid. And basically, when you say I'm 100% committed, what does he have 110% capability? Well, I was 100% committed, but I personally have 100. I was born with an extra commitment valve, and so I've got 150%. So that other 50, that was still open. And then when Florida State came, man, I they won me over. So I'm sorry if you misinterpreted. I mean, Jesus was behind me saying that extra 50%. He blessed me with 150% ability commitment. So I'm sorry. You must have misunderstood. Certainly wasn't me. I didn't do this. It must have been you. Yeah, it must be the new math they're teaching, Texter says. Yeah. I mean, it is. It's a big loss. It's a big loss to lose a player of his caliber. But fortunately, it's a position we aren't in terrible shape. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, can I play a soundbite for you?
A texter made a good point that the biggest problem with this team overall was on the defensive side. So it's true. But the texter is absolutely right on. Verbal commitments are the same as preseason polls. In the big picture, they're worthless.
You see the texter say, I'm taking a sign to the Florida State game next year saying, Chuba, your grammar sucks.
Thank you. Now that I could rally behind. Absolutely. There we go.
This was a soundbite. There was a good piece because we're getting up against the top here, and it's a long soundbite. It's 90 seconds. The Athletic's Max Olson, who I never can get on, but went on the take. I'm jealous, or not the take, the drive yesterday. Wrote a piece about quarterbacks transferring and how if you were like a top 50 quarterback or whatever, and you didn't start within your first 2 years, there was an 80% chance that you were like.
That's a whole different kettle of fish. Well, that's true everywhere. Kids have no patience. I mean, I think back to how many guys played in the NBA after waiting their turn for a year or two in basketball. Nobody would remotely think of doing that. You're either starting by game six or you are calling people and saying, get me the hell out of here. I don't think it's a good thing, but that's the deal.
Well, take a listen to the soundbite and then get a couple minutes on the other side.
There's definitely a lot of things going on here that contribute to it. I think the popularity of the transfer portal and the possibility that if you go in right now, that you can try to get a waiver and be immediately eligible and not have to sit out that year. I think that makes it enticing to guys right now. But I think the difficulty, and coaches have had, this is not just recently, this is throughout the decade here, is, how do you recruit at the highest level at the quarterback position and keep guys on your campus and keep them happy when they're not playing? And I think right now, we're seeing, I went through the classes of 2014 through 2017 and looked at the top 50 quarterbacks in each of those classes. And what you find is that if a guy doesn't start in his first 2 years, doesn't start a single game in his first 2 years, about 75% of them move on. And even the ones that do get a chance to start, you still see almost half of them end up transferring at some point in their careers. And I think, like you see the Felipe Franks and Jake Bentley and some of the guys that are in the portal right now are guys where you wouldn't have seen it coming. They had a chance to be four-year starters, but then they get hurt and they get replaced by somebody and now you got to move on. So I think these kids, they go through coaching changes, they go through coordinator changes, scheme changes, they get hurt, they get recruited over. There's a lot of ways for it to go wrong. And I think ultimately a lot of them go in with the expectation that, oh, I'm going to go there. I'm going to be a star. I'm going to start. I'm going to become an NFL draft pick. And for a lot of guys, that just the dream, the reality doesn't really match up with the dream that they're sold during the recruiting process.
So there you go. I think we are all in agreement. Things change. Coaches change. I understand. There's a new coach of Florida State. Fine. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think you had to be clairvoyant to understand that those were possibilities back in the fall or whatever, the spring rather, whenever the hell you said you made the commitment. Why make the commitment? And why get excited about it as a fan? Because obviously it doesn't mean anything. So that's all I'm saying about that. So once again, more fodder for my don't talk to me about recruiting mindset, because when they get here, happy to visit all day about you. Till they do, not going to concern myself. You guys have a great day. We got to get out of here. The take is next. They're going to take and give. They're going to give and take. It's not just the take. They give and take. I'll see you at the game tonight if you're headed out there, Louisville, in a matchup that I think is important. They play well, not just win the game. That's probably true all the time. But this is one that leaves a lingering flavor because it's the last one before Christmas and obviously the last one before they take on Kentucky. So we'll see how that plays out. And, of course, Kentucky in action tonight as well in Las Vegas. And we'll have the post game for both of those right here on ESPN Louisville. Unless you know something, I'll see you tomorrow. To be sure. See you then.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.